Hi, I am Jacqueline Steele, and welcome to Self-Discovery. Howard Thurman so beautifully wrote, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Coming alive. That, my friends, is what self-discovery is all about.
Wear that mask before.
All right, beautiful listeners, welcome to today's episode of self-discovery, very soon to be self-worth. My podcast editor was asking me, when are you going to make this switch to self-worth? And I told her exactly what I'll tell you guys. When I have like 3 hours of time to be able to transfer everything over, and I just haven't had that 3 hours straight. If I have that extra time with a newborn, I'm taking a nap or I'm taking a walk or doing something to just get my body back into equilibrium. So thank you for your patience. I have so many fun things planned for this episode, but for now, full transparency, there's just nothing more important than my son and being present with him. Today, in episode 112, I want to talk about self-healing through style and surroundings. I mentioned in last week's episode that I'm talking about some things that are a little airier and lighter. And that feels good for my soul. I'm just loving it. I love having deep conversations. I love going super deep on this podcast. But I also love chatting about the lighter stuff. Can you believe we are already in April? Quarter one is done and we are already in quarter two. The theme this month, the month of April, is surroundings. I chatted on this in episode 101, the first episode of season 3. And this season, the whole year's worth of episodes are based on elevating our self-worth. And so far this year, we've gone in depth on self-worth, self-image, and now we are going to talk about surroundings. I'm so excited about this topic because I get to share a side of me that I haven't really shared on this podcast yet. I've barely shared this on social media either, but here's the deal. My husband and I started a real estate investing company a couple of years ago. He's the numbers guy and the deal analyzer, thank goodness, and I'm the creative. So I've been doing interior design professionally for a couple of years now, but in truth, I've been designing since I was a little kid. My analysis of myself is that if something has the opportunity for creativity, I'm probably going to be into it. And design has become both a personal and professional passion of mine. In last week's episode, I chatted on how you can elevate your self-image through movement, style, and surroundings. And today, I want to talk about how you can catalyze healing through style and surroundings. Self-healing comes in many forms: rest, nutrition, movement, body work, going to the doctor, going to holistic practitioners, etc. But today, I'm going to talk about the effect of style and surroundings on your healing, and specifically the healing of your self-worth. This is energetic healing, my friends. Our self-worth determines how we show up in the world, the opportunities we go after, the way we speak, the health of our relationships, the health of our boundaries with ourselves and others, how we look, how we feel, how we act. You get the idea. It's the bedrock for a high vibe life. Our self-worth is our essence. It's the intangible part of our personalities that determines whether we show up for our lives fully or stay stagnant and in the background. This podcast is all about showing up fully for our lives so we can live them with the fullest and deepest and truest expression of who we are. Pretty awesome, right? I sure think so. But we also need to address that most of us need some help in this area of self-worth, myself included. That's why I'm so obsessed with this topic. It's because I have struggled with low self-worth for so much of my life. And because I struggled with low self-worth, I know how valuable style and surroundings are to feeling better about ourselves. My gosh, these things can seem on the surface like unimportant factors, but the way we look and the way we live affects us on a daily basis. And when we feel like the way we look and the way we live is representative of who we really are, a shift occurs. And that shift feels like alignment, like our insides are matching our outsides. Or if our insides need some healing, our style and surroundings, the outside stuff, can make us feel a whole heck of a lot better on the inside. It's a symbiotic relationship. This is simple, but it's profound. I touched on this last week, but the way we look, our style, meaning the way we dress, wear our makeup, our hairstyles, our shoes, our accessories, they play a big role in how we show up for our lives. Think for a second about how you feel when you stay in your pajamas all day and don't shower. Now, think about how you feel when you are showered and wearing something that you feel like expresses who you are. Pretty big difference, right? There's an energy shift that takes place. It's not that you need to follow trends or have perfect hair. It's that the way you look, when it's aligned with what you like and how you feel, it can become a way of expressing yourself that elevates your self-worth in a big way. So, little story. I remember when I started working from home, I wore sweats and didn't bother to put on any makeup. And it was great at first. It was like a little break. But then after a while, I started feeling really shabby. And that shabby feeling made me want to stay home more and be reclusive. I started avoiding going out and going on social media because I didn't feel very good about myself. But when I realized what was going on and I decided to make a conscious effort to wear nicer clothing and put on a little makeup, my whole attitude changed. I felt more confident, energized, determined. And then I started taking myself more seriously and I ended up creating some pretty awesome opportunities. My point here is, when we take care of ourselves, we feel better. And when we dress like ourselves, it has a way of boosting our confidence in a not so subtle way. So if you feel like you have some self-worth issues, which let's be honest, we all do, consider dressing in a way that makes you feel like $1 million. It doesn't need to be expensive. It just needs to feel like you. You can feel like $1 million in Walmart duds as long as they are pieces that bring you joy and feel reflective of who you are and where you want to go. One thing I wrote that I wanted to do this year is usher in more joy. And one thing for me that makes a big difference is taking some time every day to dress in a way that brings me joy. I derive so much pleasure out of expressing myself in this way. It's an instant mood boost, and long term, it has changed how I see myself and therefore my level of self-worth. Today's episode of Self-Discovery with Jacqueline Steele is supported by Ritual. Ritual creates, in my opinion, the best vitamins on the planet. They're traceable, meaning every ingredient is transparently traceable to where it was grown and harvested. They're non-GMO, third-party tested, vegan, and they contain no artificial flavors or synthetic fillers. So guys, did you know that a lot of over-the-counter vitamins have fillers and synthetic dyes, like dyes that make your urine yellow so you think the vitamin is actually working? When I found this out, I literally wanted to vom. Anyway, back to the awesomeness of Ritual that doesn't do that to you. They have multivitamins for women, including prenatal and postnatal, multivitamins for men, and a multi for children. Every ad in this podcast is hand-chosen by me. Every single One, I reach out to these companies personally based on my experience with their products. With Ritual, that is the absolute truth as well. I have been taking their vitamins for about 3 years. And prior to finding Ritual, I tried many multivitamins, all of which, and I don't know those of you can relate to me here, but I know there are some of you, but all of which made me nauseous and sometimes vomit, especially if I didn't take them with food. Ritual is literally, guys, the only vitamin I have ever been able to take on an empty stomach and then not vomited afterwards. I have no nausea, no ill symptoms whatsoever, even after taking it on an empty stomach. In addition, I can speak to their efficacy. Since being diagnosed with Hashimoto's, I've had numerous blood tests, and normally people in my position have low vitamin B12, and my blood tests have shown that my B12 levels are healthy. Yay! My husband also takes the men's multi. We have been so happy with Ritual, especially since the emergence of COVID. Our health is a priority and such an immense gift all the time, but especially during this time. For 10% off your first 3 months, go to ritual.com or click the link below and use code Jacqueline Steele. Again, 10% off your first 3 months, go to ritual.com and use the code Jacqueline Steele, all one word, and have your amazing Ritual vitamins delivered right to your door. All the details and links are in the show notes below. Okay, by now you guys know that I love a sustainable brand, and today I am so proud to say that this episode is powered by Pact. Their mission is to build Earth's favorite clothing company. In addition to their mission, which is reason enough itself to buy from Pact, here is why I love them so much. Everything they make at Pact starts with Earth's favorite fiber. Organic cotton. Growing cotton organically saves vast amounts of water and uses no toxic chemicals. Pact also partners with fair trade certified factories, so they ensure care for both people and the planet. Thank you very much. Their organic cotton items are bomb. You guys, I love their socks and panties. In fact, I'm wearing them right now. They're so, so, so comfortable and such a high quality. This is how I like my knickers made. Soft and sustainably sourced. Thank you very much. They also offer the option to offset the carbon footprint of your shipment, and their range of goods is vast. Organic sheets? Check. Organic t-shirts? Check. Organic undergarments for men and women? Check. Organic dresses? Check. Organic yoga pants? Check. And I feel like I'm just getting started. I have a bunch of their panties and socks and a tank top. And when I went to purchase their organic king sheets, they were sold out. But fortunately for me, I have been monitoring their website and I got my paws on their organic king size sheet. I'm telling you, these sheets are fantastic. Go to wearpack.com and use code Jacqueline20 for 20% off your first time purchases, not including sale and cannot be combined with other offers. The link and code are in the show notes, and you can also visit jacquelinesteele.com/packed to see some of my favorite packed picks. Now back to the episode. The second thing I want to touch on when it comes to self-healing is your surroundings, meaning where you live and what that space looks and feels like. If you feel like a mess on the inside and your space is a mess, it makes everything worse. You guys know what I'm talking about here. Whereas even if you feel like a mess on the inside, but your space is beautiful and organized, it has the power to shift how you feel. It may not do a 180 shift of how you feel, but it will make you feel better. Think about the last time you had a bad day. Then think about what it would feel like to come home to a place with dirty dishes in the sink, laundry everywhere, and furniture that didn't fit the space. Now, think about the last time you had a bad day and what it would feel like to come home to a tranquil space. A space with a clean kitchen and a bottle of wine ready to be opened. A living room with a beautiful and comfortable couch and a candle nearby just waiting to be lit. Our spaces have a big say in how we feel on the inside. And if you are struggling with self-worth, or anything for that matter, getting your space in order will make you feel a lot better. Maybe it's incorporating more pieces that inject joy. Maybe it's organizing. Maybe it's doing some cleaning and getting rid of stuff. Whatever it is, when our spaces bring us joy, they elevate how we feel. And when how we feel is elevated, our self-worth is elevated. It's a win-win all around. Our style, our surroundings, they may seem like surface level topics, but sometimes when we start on the outside stuff, it is a giant catalyst for changing how we feel on the inside stuff. So here are some ideas on how you can start playing with style and surroundings to aid your self-healing. Get on Pinterest and find some accounts that reflect a clothing, accessory, shoe, makeup style, etc. that really inspires you. Get some ideas and maybe even invest in a few pieces. Go to a clothing store and try on some styles you wouldn't have tried on regularly. See how you feel in them. Subscribe to a clothing box subscription and try different styles. You can do the same with makeup and shoe subscriptions. Go to a secondhand store and see what draws your attention. Try it out. Be bold, be brave. Get creative. Go through your closet and get rid of anything that doesn't fit or that doesn't bring you joy. Not only does this make physical space for the new, it also provides energetic space for the new. If budget is a big concern right now, no worries. This is an opportunity to get creative with what you have, which is sometimes the best thing to do anyway. How can you wear it differently? How can you change what you already have? Could you add a scarf or a pair of earrings or cuff the bottom of your pants or cut off the sleeves? Honestly, when a budget is tight is when some of the coolest, most creative ideas emerge. Necessity is the mother of invention, right? For your surroundings, could you start by organizing an area of your space that feels cluttered? Could you buy a slipcover for your old sofa and give it a new life? Could you finally frame that photo you printed out ages ago and put it somewhere you can see it every day? Could you buy a candle that every time you light it gives you a sense of peace? Could you get some paint and change up your bedroom or office or living room or kitchen? Could you get crafty and go to a flea market and DIY a dresser and then use it as an entrance table? Could you add some fresh flowers? Could you go to Target and get a couple things that bring you joy and place them in an area of your home that you can see them when you wake up in the morning and start your day off with a sense of excitement and inspiration and peace? You get the idea. The possibilities are endless here for style and surroundings. And I would venture to guess that if you start playing around with your style and your surroundings, you will start to feel differently inside. I love this so much because it puts the power in your hands, in our hands. We get to determine how we feel. We get to choose how we dress and what our spaces look like. And friends, this stuff matters. We can radically shift our self-worth in many ways. And transforming the way we dress and the way we physically live will radically shift the way we see ourselves and the way we feel in our skin. Healing our self-worth does not have to be complicated. We can start with something as simple as choosing a sweater that brings us joy or a piece of art that inspires us. These simple things can be huge catalysts. It's all these little choices when we choose ourselves over and over that add up to giant, massive, life-changing shifts.